We would like to send our congratulations to the St. Louis Cardinals for making it to the World Series. They clinched it tonight. Very fine, fine baseball team. A baseball team that the San Francisco Giants kicked their ass last year. But they're a better team this year, for sure. So this is a song that comes from true professional baseball lore. This is a very important moment in American history. The year is 1970, and this is when professional baseball and psychedelic culture came together. This is a true story. This is a song about a true story about a pitcher who pitched a no-hitter on LSD. It's true. Dawkins didn't think he was pitching the day back in 1970. When he and his wife took a trip to the ballpark a little bit differently. By the time that he hit the bullpen, half the world had melted away. That's about the time Coach Murtaugh came and said, "Doc, you're pitching today." Taking the mound, the ground turned into the icing on the birthday cake. The leadoff man came up and turned into a dancing rattlesnake. The grind right back and forth in waves of colors underneath the sun. The lawn turned into a silver bullet, his arm into a gun. And I took a look all around the world one time, and I discovered you can't judge a book. 3 up, 3 down, 4, 3 straight minutes, and it's usual time. And all those battles' names come ringing from a voice out of the sky. Hallucinating how the wings is released to swim about. The fucking whisper on the table, but nobody was hallucinating. I took a look all around the world one time. Now I discovered you can't trust your book.
Second baseman, Lou Reed, number 22.
ever been. Dancing to the sound of the world going round, completely under the wind. Though the fans would say he was kind of that day, he was pretty as a pitcher could be. Was the time that Kettle saw the Pittsburgh Pirates threw a no-hitter on LSD. Took a look all around the world.